Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Willie Mays, The Life, The Legend, by James S. Hirsch, authorized by Willie Mays, narrated by Adam Gruper, and directed by Jeffrey Brick.
Prologue. On May 24, 1951, a young center fielder who had dazzled crowds in the minor leagues left Sioux City, Iowa, traveling light. A change of clothes and some toiletries, his glove, his spikes, and his two favorite 34-ounce Adirondack bats. The 20-year-old Alabaman was driven to the airport in Omaha, Nebraska, where he bought a ticket from United Airlines for an all-night journey, landing in New York early the following day. He had been there once before, 3 years earlier, to play in the polo grounds with the Birmingham Black Barons. On that team, the veterans had protected him, instructing the youngster on how to dress, act, and play ball, on how to represent his team, his city, and his race. But now, on a sunny morning at LaGuardia Airport, Willie Mays slid into the back seat of a taxi and pressed his face against the window, alone. He had never seen so many people walk so fast in his life. Mays was driven to the Midtown offices of his employer, the New York Giants, and promptly escorted inside. At 5'11" and 160 pounds, he did not yet have the sculpted body that would later evoke comparisons to Michelangelo's finest work. He was taut and fluid, but not physically imposing. Only his rippling forearms and massive hands, each one large enough to grip 4 baseballs, hinted at his crushing strength. Mays entered the office of Horace C. Stoneham, the Giant.